The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, lovely fade on that. That is Virgins, a brilliant band, five-piece band from Belfast. And that's from their debut album, Nothing Hurt and Everything Was Beautiful. And that song is the opening track, Softer. Definitely just right in my wheelhouse, that kind of shoegazy, My Bloody Valentine kind of vibe. And I really like the singles Virgins have sent in over the last little while. And we're really, really lucky because Michael from the band is on the line right now from Belfast. How's it going, Michael?
Good man. Yep, lovely, lovely Sunday.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous Sunday, isn't it? Yeah, I think we're going to get some nice weather. Perfect weather for listening to kind of dreamy shoegaze music. So the album came out last Thursday. How does it feel to have it out?
Amazing, man. It's been 2 years of working towards, you know, like their songwriting, and then we took the songs on the road, and it's really important for me to play them to an audience, you know, because I kind of feel like the songs settle and find their own tempo, and you kind of know what works and what doesn't, and when to push and pull back and stuff. And so, yeah, and then and then the recording process and all that. And then because I do the art, you know, it's kind of like a 360 thing for me. I'm very involved in all the different aspects of it. So it's fantastic to get it out, and the response to it has been incredible. It's really nice to put out work and for people to kind of understand where you're coming from and the intent behind it, and kind of connect to it and for it to resonate with people. So, yeah, it's been a really fulfilling and satisfying process, this one.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting for people to hear. So, Virgins, five-piece band from Belfast. I think it's important for people, and it kind of resonates with people, that you're a little older as well. You're not like, you know, 20-year-olds. You've been in bands, and this isn't just a debut album. This is a culmination of a kind of a career in music.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for calling me out there. I appreciate that, Kieran. yeah, I've been in bands since I was 13. Like, I started off as a drummer and kind of worked my way to guitar. I guess I kind of felt like I had something to say songwriting-wise. And it's funny because I was talking to the band about this, you know, like, this is Rebecca's first real band, you know. So, and, like, Matt is younger. He's kind of in his 20s and stuff. And me and Dave go way, way back from playing in different bands or with different bands. And so it does, to me, feel like a kind of like a culmination of like a lot of years work. And even from the point of view of, like, you know, PR and promo and booking shows and doing the tours and all
yeah.
It kind of feels like things have been working towards this thing. And, you know, I mean, the album means a lot to us, so it's cool that it seems to mean a lot to other people as well. So, it definitely feels like the fruits of labor of many, many years.
It sounds like that. It does sound like, you know, it sounds like people who know who they are. And I think that's really important. There's an authority to that. When an album comes out, you can hear a kind of a confidence in who the band is. Even having an opinion on whether or not it's better to write songs and go straight to the studio, or better to write songs and take them on tour and then go to the studio. That is a product of experience. And I think that's a really interesting thing. But let's chat about the album. It's just the right mix, I think, of kind of heavy and floaty and dreamy. There's a lot of 90s influences, and hopefully that's not a reductive thing to say.
Not at all.
But I'm really into music from the 90s. And there's My Bloody Valentine, there's Slow Dive, there's a bit of, you know, kind of Siamese Dream, Smashing Pumpkins in there as well, which would be in the same kind of Venn diagram, I suppose. Did you go into this album knowing how you wanted it to sound, or did you go into the album with a kind of set of songs and then see what the alchemy, you know, brought out?
So the first EP that was just me playing on it, you know, I wrote everything and I played all the instruments, and then Rebecca came in and sang on it. Whereas with this album, you know, we took the EP on tour, and, you know, the band had been playing the songs and the way I kind of wrote them. And the way it works is, like, I'll write all the stuff and demo it up, and then I'll bring it to the band and we'll work through things. And then kind of whenever I was writing, then I was writing with who was in the band then in mind, and, like, playing to people's strengths. And obviously different players bring different things. Like, so Rebecca's voice, you know, just knowing what she's able to bring vocally and melodically to it, you know, so I kind of wanted to play into those things, and that enables me to write in a certain way, you know. And I know that on two really longer slow songs on the record, because her voice is amazing and it really excels in those kinds of things too. So I went into it knowing that I didn't just want to do the same thing as the EP, as it, like, Softer was the first song that I wrote for the album. And I think that kind of helped set the tone. Mm. It was like, okay, so we're going in this direction, and whatever magic force moved my fingers that way that day. Just kind of set the course for it. So, I mean, I wrote 22 songs for the album. You know, there's 8 there, and there's a bonus one you can get when you pre-order it there. But so there was a lot of songs that didn't make the cut, and I just wanted it to kind of be cohesive and say a specific thing and cover kind of specific ground. You know, and because I do feel that the album's kind of varied in terms of, you know, there's like long songs, there's slow songs, there's like really gazy songs, there's songs that are a wee bit more poppy, there's songs that kind of have that more kind of grungy influence there. And you're 100% right, and I definitely don't take it as reductive or anything. There's a lot of 90s in there. I grew up on, well, I say grew up, by the time I'd grown up a bit, the 90s was almost over. But so like Nirvana and Tad and Mudhoney, and then like the Stooges, and, you know, like, because it all throws back to those kind of bands. And like Siamese Dream is, you know, I mean, it's Siamese Dream.
Oh, yeah. And, listen.
I mean, obviously the Pumpkins, you know, they're not gazy, but they have a thing. Yeah, it's in there. And, you know, my favorite song of all time is 1979 by the Pumpkins. And there's definitely that shimmery, dreamy kind of floatiness to it. And I aim for that perfect mix of like heavy and floaty and melody while still maintaining like a kind of band feel to it. You know, like I don't really want to fall back into drum machines and stuff, because I guess because I started off as a drummer, it's important for me to have that kind of, you know, like kick snare thing, and it really helps drive the band and with dynamics and stuff a lot. So where we landed was exactly where it needed to be.
I just finished an album and just released an album, I should say, and at the end of it I realized that we wrote it at nighttime, you know, when the kids were asleep, and at the end of it I realized that there was loads of themes of sleep and bed and waking and dreaminess, and I didn't even realize, really. Was there anything like that emerged that surprised you thematically at the end of the album?
It's funny because I am a wee bit older, and some of us are, and some of us are kind of young, but a lot of the, when I write about stuff, I'm really conscious of time. And I feel like now, like kind of like Blade Runner and like films are a big influence for me on music, and like Sofia Coppola's stuff is very influential. And like the themes in Blade Runner, you know, like they're running out of time and they want more life. And then like, how do you spend your time? You know, it's such an important word, spend. So like time is a big kind of factor that runs throughout the album. And, you know, there's like, there's love and there's sex and there's grief and there's loss, and not just necessarily death, but like the loss of things, like it could be like the loss of youth and those kind of things. So that's those are themes that run throughout the album, and sometimes in the same song, because I write some of the lyrics and Rebecca writes some, and then sometimes we'll come together and we'll work on things together. So it's funny that without kind of talking about those things, like obviously we read each other's lyrics, and I mean, we probably have different interpretations as to what they mean from what I intend behind it and what she intends. But it's funny that without, even before that, we were kind of coming at it from the same point of view. So I don't know, maybe we're telepathic and one,
well,
one brain kind of thing.
good relationship to have, you know.
Absolutely.
But look at Michael, congratulations on the album. The album was called Nothing Hurt and Everything Was Beautiful, and the band is Virgins, and you can find them at Band of Virgins online in most places. And the album launch gig is in Dublin the 26th, this Friday the 26th in Shin A. So if you like what you hear, go down and see that brilliant band, Virgins, play in Shin A. Michael, thanks so much for chatting to us. Hopefully everybody goes and checks out Virgins. I'm going to play the second track on the album, Slowly Long. This came in at the end of last year and I just jumped out at the speakers. Would you give us a short introduction to the song, please?
Yeah, so Slowly Long, it was the first song we wrote as a band together. So it was the first single we put out off the album. So I'll leave it open to interpretation, but I think it's kind of a lusty kind of song. I'll say that much.
Lusty, I like it. Michael, thank you so much for chatting to us from the band Virgins.
Thanks a bunch, man.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant stuff. Let's play it. This is Slowly Long from the new album by Virgins on Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.